In Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 9 to verse 12, we saw that the Bible said it clearly. It said, furthermore, we had fathers of our flesh who corrected us and gave us, and we gave them reverence. It says, shall we not more rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? In verse 10, it says, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Let's do verse 6. It says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chastens and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So everyone who is a son is chastened and scourged. Verse 7. It said, if ye endure chastening, it said, God dealeth with you as with sons. It said, for what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? That means if you are a son, you must be willing to accept the chastening of the Lord. In verse 8, it said, but if we be without chastisement, whereof are we partakers? That means, how then are we partakers? So what makes us partakers is the chastisement of the Lord. It said, then we are bastards, not sons. So what makes us sons is the fact that we endure the chastening of the Lord. In verse 9, which I just read, it said, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. It says, shall we not much more rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? So sons endure the chastening of the Lord. This is why even Jesus, the Bible said, he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. So he lived that life as a pattern to us. His son, number one, to prove his deity, and his son, number two, to show us how to become part of the family of God. And the way we become part of the family of God is by mirroring God, is by following the leadership of his spirit, is by enduring the chastening of the Lord, and finally, is by allowing God send us to represent him. Because a son is always given. Isaiah 9 verse 6, he said, unto us a child is born. He said, but unto us a son is given. So Jesus was given. And the way he was given was to run the errand of salvation. So he taught us and showed us that as a pattern. So the reason you see us serving God today, even if it is not convenient, is because we have learned sonship from Christ. So most of the instruction God gives you will not be convenient. But when you discover that you are a son, you will do it nonetheless. When people have not matured to sonship, they will despise the instructions of God. And they want to do the will of God for their own pleasure or when it is convenient. This is why even ministry today is bastardized. And we have emphasized this here and here several times. Many people today charge money to do the will of God. If Jesus was to charge money, how much are we going to pay him? And if we are doing these things, putting financial gain ahead, it means we don't know sonship. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 18, Paul was talking and he said, when I preached the gospel to you, I did it without any form of charge. He understood sonship because a son is given. For us who know sonship, it's an honor to do the will of God. Those days when they were teaching us the ways of God, the biggest punishment they will give you in church is to take a responsibility from you. That's how they punished us. But today, give people responsibility, you will pay them. Because they think they are helping God. Those days, you will be sweeping church. And pastor will come and say, you disobeyed so and so. So you will not sweep church again. And you will go and write apology letter, begging to sweep church. Because there was something they taught us. It is because of that training we are here today. Those days, you will come. I remember when we have cell days. The pride is that you brought more people to church. Because it's a record of souls you have won and souls you are presenting. Because they taught us that the biggest offering are the souls you present to Jesus. So on Saturdays, we go to football field, preach the gospel to them, use our money to buy football for them. And then we tell them tomorrow we will get buses to bring you to church. And then we bring footballers to church. And we are arguing, this is my soul. Something has gone wrong with Christianity. This is my soul. This is my soul. We are counting our souls. You come to church early, you secure a portion so that your souls will sit there. When service is over, you will now address them. You too become man of God. Welcome to the house of God. I believe you were blessed by the message. I want to encourage you to keep coming. If you need anything or you can't come, just let us know. We have a way of... That's why God can tell us to go anywhere. Because we were taught. We were taught the meaning of sonship. Not church today. People will wake up and give you flimsy excuses. What is the excuse? That I don't like the way the HOD spoke to me. Is it the HOD you are serving? If the HOD has character issues, it will be dealt with. But if the HOD's attitude can discourage you from serving God, it means you were never his own. I don't like what that sister did. Which sister? When we are all contending in the heavenly race. We are all pushing for the crown of life. Which sister will take me away from eternal reward? Sister, that is your business. If you don't have character, ask God to help you. But me, you can't discourage me. That's what we were taught. Sonship. Because a son is given. I remember as a youth copper, I earned alawi from the first one. I disbanded it. After giving my first alawi for first fruit, I went to church the next Sunday. They started talking about sending Bibles to India. And you are a leader. You know nobody needs to tell you. You will have to talk how many Bibles you are sending. Because you are a mighty man. Who is saying? You have to. All my alawi as a youth copper, people were saving money, planning. They say, if you spend it, you are finished. So the first 6 months. And please, there's nothing wrong with saving. Don't hear what I'm just saying. There's wisdom in saving. But me, I'm an apostle. So God was training me. We kept spending and spending until we were spent. I used almost all my alawi to send Bibles to India. I've never gone there. Because they taught us sonship. A son is given. After I spend my alawi, I will call my sisters in Benue. There's hunger. They will now say, what are you doing with your money? I say, leave that matter. That's how we survived. But today, everyone who saved money, we can pay them. Because God never lies. I'm telling you, he never lies. Sonship. That's the first aspect of the gospel of Christ.
This message is available on all digital platforms. Kindly visit our website at www.encounterjesusministriesinternational.org for more information.